The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome, everyone. We're going to be interviewing today Gabrielle Bernstein, the author of Add More Ing to Your Life. She is a very interesting person to be interviewing here on the Life Tips Show. She recently published a book that I just mentioned, Add More Ing to Your Life, and the website is addmoreing.com. And let's see, her background's interesting here. I'll read you a little bit about it. She was recently featured in the New York Times Sunday Styles section as the next generation guru, motivational speaker, life coach, and author. And she is just 1 year out of college. She co-founded the Women's Entrepreneur Network, a nonprofit organization that connects female entrepreneurs. She's got a pretty big following on Twitter. I was just Googling her a few minutes ago. She's got a fabulous site. You can see lots of cool stuff about her, and I'll be very excited to interview her. Back in a second with Gabrielle.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Do you consider yourself a super affiliate?
Then listen up.
One of the most trusted names in affiliate marketing since 2003, XY7.com, has now launched XY7Elite.com, a private invitation-only affiliate program run by super affiliates for super affiliates. Enjoy private tested offers, weekly deposits right to your bank account or XY7 debit card, XY7 VIP concierge service, limousine transportation to and from major industry events, and the status of being one of the elite publishers. XY7 Elite is not for everyone, as you need to be accepted and maintain volume requirements. Think you've got what it takes to be elite? Go to www.xy7elite.com or call 702-216-4000. 702-216-4000.
Round trip plane tickets, $1,100. Four-night hotel stay, $900. Conference passes, $2,000. And to think how far your dollar could go every month by working with WebmasterRadio.fm. On air and on demand at some of the most premier trade shows around. We report from booth to booth, session to session, keynote to keynote. That can be sponsored by you. Plus, we throw unforgettable networking functions where your message can be conveyed via audio or video from the ceiling to the floor. Contact sales at WebmasterRadio.fm for a free consultation.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, web page design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects need an average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Welcome to the WordPress Community Podcast, the essential source for news and information on the most popular blog publishing tool on Earth. Learn about the newest updates and plugins, as well as exclusive interviews with WordPress experts that are sure to help you enhance your skill set. The WordPress Community Podcast, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Gabrielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Can I call you Gabby?
Sure, yeah, of course.
I see some of your tweets and your followers and people referring to you as Gabby, so I'll jump on that bandwagon if that's okay. So tell us about your book and tell us about your desire to make your life more ing.
Yes. Okay, so my book is called Add More Ing to Your Life, and it's a hip guide to happiness. And Ing stands for inner guidance, and it's the voice of our inspiration and our intuition, and it's far too often the voice that we're not listening to. We're usually listening more likely to the voice of fear. And so the purpose of the book is to teach the reader to relinquish those fears and reconnect with the voice of their ing, their inner guide.
Mm.
So that's the overview.
Tell me about the HIP approach. I want to clue in on the HIP guide aspect of the book.
Well, what's happened is I've taken very spiritual principles, metaphysical principles, and very practical self-help tools, and tons of exercises that I've applied to myself throughout the years. I've created my own method, and then I've written this book in a very relevant, young, hip language that is up to speed with my contemporaries. And so, not to say that I don't read all the books that my teachers have taught, but at this point in time, there's a new language and a new lexicon for the next generation. So what I've really grown to do is expand that lexicon by bringing in very interesting, unique, powerful, life-changing tools, but putting it in a language that's fun and relevant.
Who would you most be excited to read your book? Is there a demographic that excites you and hoping you can help? Or is it anyone and everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone and everyone can definitely read the book and gain a lot from it. The primary demographic that thrills me the most is the 25-year-old young woman, that 20-something, who's really trying to recreate her perspective on who she is and set herself up in such a way where she can create a more loving, more positive, more empowered path rather than coming from a place of fear and discomfort and lack of self-love. So that young woman is really the target demographic.
Hmm. And I want to sort of experience some of your deep insights and philosophies of the book, if humanly possible. Are there any really gripping revelations that could be summarized in the form of a tip or advice that you could provide to somebody, just as a snidbit, as a sampling, a bite-sized snack, if you will, with how your book could help make someone's life better?
Absolutely. There's tons of tips that are really entrenched throughout every page of the book. But the main ones that are at the forefront are forgiveness, which is a massive one, and really identifying those people in your life that you've been holding on to a resentment towards and using some of the tools within the book to release those resentments and create space for a more positive attitude and a more loving approach to the future rather than holding on to the past. So one tip I can give people is to begin using the mantra, I forgive you and I release you, and focusing on that person that you've been resenting for so long and say this mantra, I forgive you, I release you, I forgive you, I release you. And even just making that commitment to say those words will begin to soften that anger and that resentment. So that's a very powerful one that is a quick tip that people can take home today. And there's tons throughout the book. But that's probably the most important and definitely will bleed through every chapter for sure.
And excuse my tough questions in advance, but I'm kind of famous for that. Do you think that behaviors are the root of change in advancing your life in a better direction? You know, changing behaviors and habits and
yes.
Are there little things that are the root, you think?
Yes, absolutely. So that's why I've identified this three-step process in 30 days. Each chapter addresses different issues and different behaviors. So it could be lack of forgiveness, or it could be lack of balance, or it could be issues in romantic relationships. And we've all created negative behaviors and patterns in specific areas of our lives. And some areas might be darker than others. And so the only way that we can really reverse these patterns and create new behavior is by repeating and practicing new principles and new ways of being. And so that's why I've asked the reader to really apply these 30 days and show up for the new perspective on a daily basis so that they can literally reprogram the neural pathway in their brain and create new behavior.
Wonderfully spoken, I might add, by the way. Could you give some examples of people that you've known in your life that have perhaps applied some of these principles in your young life, by the way, your young, incredibly successful life, I might add. But people that have sort of grasped these principles, even yourself, and transformed themselves and how they feel and how they feel about life.
I have endless testimonials and women that can testify to the work, and myself included, because obviously I wouldn't be able to write the book and get in front of audiences of hundreds of people and really speak these principles if I couldn't testify to the work. And so I'm so thrilled to say that there's hundreds of women that I've coached that are walking the walk and talking the talk, but most importantly, walking the walk because they live and breathe these principles in their life. And mm-hmm. So some examples can range from young women overcoming eating disorders or women overcoming fear of financial insecurity or women leaving relationships that have been destructive for them and really taking these fearful, limiting beliefs that had held them back for so long and reversing them so that they can really step into a new way of being and a new way of perceiving themselves.
Huh. If you were to answer the question, you know, what is the state of the union with women in general these days? Is there more pressure? Is there more complexities? You know, more dual income needs? You know, in your mind, what's the state of the union and how much pressure is it exerting upon women these days?
It's a really beautiful time for us. There's a massive opportunity for equality, and we've obviously stepped into owning our power in many ways, but there's a lot more work to be done. You know, just for instance, it's, you know, women still make 30% less than men. And this is predominantly just because we're unwilling to negotiate and unwilling to ask for more, right? So there's little energetic things that are sort of in our makeup that we've picked up throughout the years that still have a lot of massaging and work to be done. In addition, I believe that there's a lot of young women in particular, and just women in general, that really are in this place where they know that they need to step into their voices, and they know that they need to be able to do something very impactful in the world, and it's time for them to step in and show up. And on that note, I'm actually helping promote the event that Marianne Williamson is hosting this coming February, February 26th through 28th, called Sister Giant. And this event is all about rousing the giant within us, and it's just for women, and it's for all of us women to really recognize when we were silenced and really step into the power that is within us to make local changes and global changes and really begin to help the planet on a much, much larger scale. And so I think that overall, to really focus in on your question, overall we have this deep desire and a knowing that we need to step it up, and I think right now is the time where that energy is beginning to shift. And I'm not sure if you heard this, but the Dalai Lama recently said that it's Western women that will save the world, so I will stand behind that all the way.
You know, I think I will as well. I've got
definitely.
A great quote from you that you might quite like. It's a quote from David Ogilvy that I've used in many speeches I've had, and it suggests something like, if we hire people that are greater than ourselves, we will become a company of giants. If we hire people that are lesser than ourselves, we'll become a company of dwarfs. So it's a really neat quote that expresses hiring people based upon talent, you know, not necessarily mm-hmm. sex. You know, mm-hmm. and many other factors that people put into play. But I wanted to, you know, you seem hip and young, and your website, you're an incredibly attractive woman. What is your take on, you know, things like cosmetic surgery and let's start with that one. Let's have some fun and get your take on the incredible investment that is being put into this country by women on cosmetic surgery. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that's a tough one because it's like, you know, I'm looking at these young women and my contemporaries don't really have a very strong role model these days, so I'm hoping to step into that space, and I am stepping into that space because I'm looking at some of these young women that are, you know, they will remain nameless because I don't want to put them down on the air, but that are, you know, these horrifying shows of how they're transforming their faces and their bodies, and I mean, it's just terrifying to me to think that people need to change that much. Now, I am a firm believer that if there's something that you may do, like if you get a nose job or something along the lines of, like, you know, doing something that's going to help your self-esteem in such a way that it's necessary, I think it's kind of a case by case, because I have experienced many clients and friends that have done those types of things, and it's been extremely impactful for them. By no means am I an advocate for transforming your face or your appearance, but I can't deny that there have been instances where it's been very empowering for somebody if there's something that's been really keeping them down. So, I mean, as you know, I'm really speaking from the inner approach, and that this is all about an inner journey, not an outer journey. And so, so much of what we are putting out into the world from an appearance perspective is how we feel about ourselves. And so if you feel great about yourself, you will be very attracted to the world. And I've had times in my life where I've looked exactly the same way I look now, but I've felt extremely unattractive and have literally deflected people because I wasn't in an energetic vibration to attract people. And because I've shifted that energy, obviously everything can change. So it's much more about energy than it is the actual appearance, but that's hard for a young woman to hear. You know, it's hard for her to understand because we're fed this perspective that it has to be the other way, that it's all about appearance. You know, so overall,
yes,
I'd say it's not my way.
Tell me about your position and your thoughts on this fascination we many people seem to have with celebrities. And everything they do and monitoring their behavior and what they wear and et cetera. What is the root of that potential problem, if you think it is a problem, in wanting to be somebody who you're not and live your life vicariously through these celebrities that are getting so much attention these days?
Well, it's an escapist mechanism, and I teach A Course in Miracles, and this is what the Course would call making an idol of someone. And so whenever we make an idol of someone, if they fall, our perspective is kind of messed up, and it's a very detrimental to us. And it's also separating people. So from a very metaphysical perspective, it's making others separate, and perceiving others as separate then keeps you stuck in the ego's illusion that we are all, you know, one person is better than the next person. And that's the exact opposite of what I teach. And so it's, you know, there's something to be said for someone who is in the spotlight and they have the opportunity to spread a message to a larger audience. And so celebrity can be a very powerful thing if you use it correctly, and if you really stay close to understanding that you have to really position your celebrity in such a way of service and being able to serve the world. And there's some celebrities that do a beautiful job of that, but unfortunately many don't. And so my message to any celebrity out there that has that position is to really reconsider what their intentions are and what their and how their voice can impact the world, and to turn their intentions to a place of service rather than a place of how can it serve me.
We want to hear a little bit about Falling in Love with Your Future, A Young Woman's Guide to Passion and Happiness. Can you tell us a little bit about several speaking engagements?
You're not the only one that wants to hear about this these days. That's actually my original book proposal, and a lot of publishers have been asking me about it because it may be my it will definitely be a book in the future. I'm not sure if it will be my next book, but it will be a book in the future. Falling in Love with Your Future was the speaking circuit that I began. So when I first really started to hit the ground running and speaking locally and really began to charge for my lectures and not just show up for university for free or whatever it may be, and really begin to experience this as a business, Falling in Love with Your Future was the brand that I carried this under. And it was very, I may have to resurrect it this spring when I start lecturing, when I come back from my book tour. That brand alone was very empowering to people when they'd see that in their inbox. Let me come to that lecture, Falling in Love with Your Future. And it was just the overarching message of what I was talking about to the audiences, which is really expecting and knowing that everything that you desire is on the way. And so it's somewhat like being in love and knowing that everything's going to work out. You have that same knowing with regard to your future.
Fabulous. Tell us a little bit about HerFuture.com, the rapidly expanding mentoring network for women founded by Gabrielle. I just read that from your website.
Yes, it's rapidly expanding. You're absolutely right. And my book launch has been helpful, and Twitter has been a good friend to that as well. But HerFuture.com is a social network for young women to find mentors, and it's a it's, as far as I'm concerned, the most empowering conversation on the internet between women. There are women talking about food addiction and reproductive rights, and there are women talking about entrepreneurship and organic food and just, you know, metaphysics and you name it, but they're all there to help one another and serve one another. And there is so much love on this website. I will recommend this to any woman who is looking for a community of women that will wrap themselves around them to help support their endeavors. And I am so thrilled. I created this site because I just wanted to have a community of girlfriends that I could talk about all this stuff with, and now I've got a big one. And it's really amazing, and I'm so proud of the site.
Yeah, you've got a few, like 7,000.
There's quite a few women on the site.
That's a pretty big base of friends. That's your Twitter following. Yeah. Tell us how you're using Twitter and Facebook, and you know, to affect people's lives and make them better.
I love social media. I love it, love it, love it. And it's very funny. I was emailing with Marianne Williamson, who's been my guide before she even knew I existed, and she's taught me everything I could possibly know through her books and through her lectures. And now she's really been very supportive of my book. And we were talking about how she could help and support the message from the book. And I said, maybe you could tweet about it. And here I am going back and forth with, like, telling her what my, you know, Twitter handle is so that she could tweet my book. And I wrote her, I was like, never in a million years would I think that I'd be talking to you about my Twitter handle and, you know, the lingo around tweeting. But we both are very hip to the fact that this is the way to spread the love, and that we each have the same mission, which is to help people remember that only love is real, and that we have to release our fears to come back to that space of knowing that we are taken care of and that everything that we desire is on the way, and bringing people back to a better, more positive perspective. And so with that intention in mind, I am completely happy being very aggressive on the internet, because I've got to spread a big message. And so whether it be through Twitter and Facebook and having it all linked to my LinkedIn and having it linked to Her Future and having all of these sources just lined up to spread the message, including YouTube has been a very powerful friend to me as well, being able to put content up through Vimeo and YouTube and share my lectures, because I love to write, but speaking is my first love. And so being able to spread to be able to sit in my living room, record a little coaching video and put that up on the internet is just so incredible to me. And then, you know, advertise these different content pieces to different outlets such as Intent.com or Yahoo Shine or Crazy Sexy Life or the Huffington Post, and letting these distribution channels continue to carry the message. It is just a miracle, and it makes my job so much easier, and it really, it's such an empowering thing. And one of the most beautiful things at HerFuture.com is that we have a shared prayer power posse. And so it creates a space for, you know, hundreds of women to come together at one time and pray and meditation and all of that. So that's my mission. My mission is to teach people how to shift their perceptions and create miracles in their lives. And I need all these resources to help me.
Well, I'm really excited to have you on the show. You've got a retreat coming up in Costa Rica. Tell some fans listening in on what's up with that.
Yes, I'm so excited about this retreat. I can't even begin to tell you. I wish you could see my smile. April 14th to the 18th, I'll be in Costa Rica at the Recreo Resort, and I'll be leading the Admore Ing retreat, where I will be doing guided meditations each day, yoga with my girlfriend Latham Thomas, one of my dearest friends, and she'll be guiding yoga daily. And we're going to have a raw food menu, and it's going to be just an opportunity for guests to really clear their mind, clear their body, and just enjoy a vacation simultaneously. And so it'll be a very community-oriented retreat where we can really go deep and kind of let go of that baggage that we've been holding on to while being on a beautiful luxury resort. And I've done a really good job of trying to keep the price at a reasonable place, because I understand that this is not the best time for vacations, but I want people to take advantage of it if they can. And so if you have, and then another piece of that is that I'm giving away a free trip to someone. So you can email me if you've read my book, Add More Ing to Your Life. You can email me at freetrip@addmoreing.com and send me two paragraphs on how the book has impacted you and inspired you. And after reading those, I will then be able to choose one person, and by March 1st, I will be announcing the winner. So you have until February 24th to let me know if you'd like to come to that free trip.
Now, just being naive and not seeing the celebrity following that you're now bringing on, and good for you, are there men that are joining your bandwagon of finding inner peace, or are you focused on women and no men are allowed to your retreats or your educational opportunity?
No, men are absolutely allowed, and I welcome men to the retreat and to all of my lectures and all of my calls. The one place where I don't have men currently is in my private group coaching, which is an intimate environment. But for the most part, men are absolutely welcome, and I'm ready to receive them all. The young woman is my core adopter, but it's obviously expanding, and it's going into an older demographic, and it's also expanding to their boyfriends and their husbands and their fiancés, and men are a big part of the plan. And my next book, in fact, is going to be much more unisex in terms of the tone and the topics. I'm going to be writing a meditation guidebook, so it'll be a hip guide to meditation. I haven't figured out the title yet, so if you have any ideas, you can email me. But the tagline is a hip guide to meditation. And so that'll be a real, real crossover in terms of who that audience is. But the thing is that I recognized I had a core adopter, and this is from a marketing perspective. I said to my life coach at one point, I was like, all these girls look like me. I was like, what's going on here? And she was like, good. She said, good. She was like, because if you've got a core adopter, and from this point, they can expand and expand and expand and grow. But from a marketing perspective, knowing who I'm talking to, speaking in their voice, and then if they love it, they'll tell their boyfriend or they'll tell their, mom or whoever it may be.
Well, you are just fascinating and full of energy and positive vibes. So we all are fans now that we've heard you talk on the Life Tip Show. So thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. You've really asked beautiful questions. I'm so grateful for them. I've been doing a lot of interviews, and this has been definitely one of my favorites.
Well, thank you for that. We really are truly trying to make the world a better place over here, one tip at a time and one guest at a time. And it's a tough mission at Life Tips, but we're working hard and fast and trying to make the world a better place. So thanks for helping us with all your great advice.
Send me off all the links so I can tweet about you.
I will.
I'll tweet in a few minutes as well.
Yeah. But how would you like people to get a hold of you and want to just open that opportunity for you for people to reach out to you?
The two places are they can join my mailing list at addmoreing.com, and you can also, if you're a woman, join me at herfuture.com.
Got it. So thanks again for all your time, all your advice, your words of wisdom, and I've taken at least 2 to 3 pages of notes, which I want to put in action as soon as I possibly can.
Wonderful. Good. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for being on the show. Appreciate everyone listening in. Until next week, I hope your life was a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. See you next week, everybody.
Thank you.